lightning after imaged the clouds, and the silence was close to absolute. "Could I be war as well?" asked Big Ted. "Of course you can't be war. How could you be war? She's war. You've got to be something else." Big Ted screwed up his face with the effort of thought. "GBH," he said eventually. "I'm Grievous Bodily Arm. That's me. There. What are you going to be?"
"Could I be rubbish?" asked Scuzz. "Or embarrassing personal problems?"
"Can't be rubbish," said Grievous Bodily Harm. "He's got that one sewn up. Pollution. You can be the other, though." They rode on in the silence and the dark, the rear red lights of the four a few hundred yards in front of them. Grievous Bodily Harm, embarrassing personal problems, Pig Bog and Greaser.
"I want to be cruelty to animals," said Greaser. Pig Bog wondered if he was for or against it. Not that it really mattered.
And then it was Pig Bog's turn.
I think I'll be them answer phones. They're pretty bad," he said.
"You can't be answer phones. What kind of a biker of the apocalypse is answer phones? That's stupid, that is."
"Snart," said Pig Bog, nettled. "It's like war and famine on that. It's a problem of life, isn't it? Answer phones. I hate bloody answer phones."
"I hate answer phones too," said Cruelty to Animals.
"You can shut up," said GBH.
"Could I change mine?" asked Embarrassing Personal Problems, who'd been thinking intently since he last spoke. "I want to be things not working properly even after you've thumped them."
"All right, you can change, but you can't be answer phones, Pig Bog. Pick something else."
Pig Bog pondered. He wished he'd never broached the subject. It was like the careers interviews he had as a schoolboy. He deliberated.
"Really cool people," he said at last. "I hate them."
"Really cool people," said things not working properly even after you've given them a good thumping.
"Yeah, you know, the kind you see on telly with stupid haircuts. Only on them it don't look stupid because it's them. They wear baggy suits and you're not allowed to say they're a bunch of wankers. I mean, speaking for me, what I always want to do when I sees one of them is push their faces very slowly through a barbed wire fence. And what I think is this."
He took a deep breath. He was sure this was the longest speech he'd ever made in his life. Except for the one about 10 years earlier throwing himself on the mercy of the court.
"What I think is this. If they got my nose like that, they'll probably get up everyone else's."
"Yeah," said Cruelty Generals. "And they all wear sunglasses even when they don't need them." "Eating runny cheese and that stupid bloody no-alcohol lager," said things not working properly even after you've given them a good thumping. "I hate that stuff. What's the point of drinking this stuff if it don't leave you puking? Here, I just thought. Can I change again so I'm no-alcohol lager?"
"No, you bloody can't," said Grievous Bodily Harm. "You've changed once already."
"Anyway," said Pig Bog, "that's why I want to be really cool people."
"All right," said his leader.
"Don't see why I can't be no bloody alcohol lager if I want."
"Shut your face."
Death and famine and war and pollution continued biking towards Tadfield. And Grievous Bodily Harm, Cruelty to Animals, things not working properly even after you've given them a good thumping but secretly no alcohol lager, and really cool people travelled with them.
End of CD 7.